Now, first, I must apologize for all this dramatic finery and all these theatrical effects. I put them on now and then to...
Beg you, abandon me. Tell me, I beg you. Three circles joined in priceless, graceful harmony. Two full as the moon, follow as a crown. Two from the sea, 5 fathoms down. One from the earth, deep under the ground. The whole, a mark of high renown. Under the ground.
Welcome to the Netherlands, where almost anything goes. Coffee houses are crammed with happy stoners enjoying decriminalized hashish and marijuana. Shopping for sex in Amsterdam's red light district is as simple as shopping for clothes anywhere else. Full-fledged gay marriage is also legal, as are weddings with more than two people. No Christian community has been hit harder in the Netherlands than the Catholic Church. 100 years ago, weekly mass attendance was at 95%. That number is now down to 8%. After euthanasia and infanticide, the next move in the Netherlands is probably a suicide pill. Not for those who are terminally ill, but just tired with life. While it hasn't been legalized and is probably still several years off, people are already talking about the idea.
A small group of young men on a day off, lighting up in one of Amsterdam's 284 cannabis cafes. It is all perfectly legal. Yet not far away, a cannabis grower won't show his face because this is illegal. It is the Dutch compromise. Arrest the suppliers, leave users alone.
Religion is toxic. There's something dangerous about religion. Religion is toxic. Religion is toxic. And so people are slightly scared of religion.
The arguments against decriminalizing cannabis has been that soft drug use leads young people to such things as cocaine and heroin. 20 years ago, 9.9% of hard drug addicts were young people. Today, that figure has dropped to just 1.2%. And overall, the Netherlands has the lowest percentage of hard drug users of any major European country. Cannabis is a habit of the minority, but it is difficult to find anybody who thinks the country should undo a decision it took 30 years ago.
Placing an odd date with more drug laws, but the Dutch police say they're in the book, and generally the people of this country say their approach to drugs works.
Netherlands, where almost anything goes.